Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, I'm so excited. The Odyssey Company Christmas party is today. And, well, we can't go because it's when we're on the air. So nice of them.
When does it end? 7?
All right.
Usually Fred goes
over
and saves me one plate. And he'll save you one if you got to go.
I am actually going to a St. Louis County police function tonight in Baldwin. Ironically, where I grew up at Clayton and Baxter. That's where, when I was a kid in the Wildwood subdivision on Wild Forest Court. How about that? It was someone I was talking to recently, and they were starting to throw out that neighborhood. I'm like, yeah, I used to cut the lawn there at that Hill Trail Bath and Tennis Club.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, it was one of my only jobs. I was so embarrassed because I was like a big fat kid back then. I would wear jeans when it was like 105 degrees. I wouldn't wear shorts.
I'm sorry.
I had super hairy. I'm very hairy. I don't know if you know this, Sue, because I'm often not naked in the studio.
That's a good point.
I was named by my first roommate in college, Brandon Perry, who I'm still friends with. He called me Link, the missing Link.
Oh, that's
right. So I didn't want to have shorts, so I would wear jeans cutting that lawn. It's torturous. But again, it was like some of the only real work I ever did.
Well,
so I got that going
for me. Let's focus on that.
Exactly. We'll have Jane's coming up, by the way, to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's happening, not only with the police chief needing another gig, but some other stuff, including an update on Sheriff Montgomery. So that's coming up here in a few minutes at 4 o'clock. I got a couple of things I want to toss out to the team, and then Sue's news at 4:20. But right now, Bethany Mandel, we got to get to her because she's been nice enough to stay up late. She is a contributing writer for the Deseret News, and she's written a book called Stolen Youth: How Radicals Are Erasing Innocence and Indoctrinating a Generation. She's in Israel right now and, again, has stayed up very late for us over there. How are you, Bethany?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a very rainy day here. Israelis do not know how to deal with the rain. They're more hysterical about this than they are about rockets. But I, being a normal American, am not concerned that it is raining.
Wait, are you serious? They kind of freak out with the rain?
So much. It's wild. They really are more freaked out about this than I have ever seen them about rocket fire.
That's crazy. Now, this is, how many trips have you taken since October 7th? You've taken several trips, haven't you?
So this is my second. So my first trip was very whirlwind. It was only a few days. It was literally 100 days to the day after the war started. It was January of 2024. But this trip, I'm going to be here for the whole month. So I got here at the end of November, and I'm not leaving until New Year's Eve.
And what are you trying to do? Just get a feel on the ground for what things are like, or to have the perspective that's different now from when, you know, all this horrific things took place a couple of years ago? What's the overall mission here?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, I mean, my overall mission is I'm here on a family vacation. I'm here with my 6 kids and my husband, and we wanted them to have like a real thorough experience of what it's like to be here. The good and the bad, you know. So one of the things we did on Sunday was we visited the area around Gaza, and we sort of gave them a firsthand experience of that horrible day. And so we went to the Nova site, the site of the music festival that was, the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. We went to a kibbutz, which was one of the hardest hit kibbutzes in the area. We brought them to a playground where built within the playground structures are bomb shelters. And so kids in that area could run into a bomb shelter and play in the bomb shelter as they're on the outdoor playground. And so they really got a sense of like, this is what life is like, was like down here in southern Israel for the past 10 years, maybe 15 or more.
And how much have some of those areas changed just in the last, when were you last there? Was it about a year ago when you were there, or was it more recently?
About 2 years ago, honestly. Okay. I was here in January of 2024. So the change has been really significant. The war, when I first came here, was very, very fresh. And now sort of the war has pretty much wrapped up. There's still things going on in Gaza. There's still one hostage body left being held there. But otherwise, things are sort of shifting into a new normal post October 7th.
Yeah, and what's that? You know, it's difficult, Bethany, as you know, because this is one of those, well, I think it's multifaceted. We have a real busy news cycle here. Obviously, Trump drives that. But once the ceasefire gets announced and there's attention on this, then it kind of vanishes from the coverage, right? I mean, we don't hear most people, if I were to just say to some of the listeners, hey, what's happening in that situation between Israeli and Hamas? Well, I know there was a ceasefire a few weeks ago, but we really don't have a handle on what's currently happening. Now, do you have an opportunity to talk? Like, one of the things that's very different, obviously, between Israel and here is they have this, required military service. And one of the issues was you have all these people that were in regular jobs that are living their lives and they have to go into military service. That had to be devastating. Now they're back with their families, though, right?
Yes and no. So I wrote actually a long piece that I encourage your listeners to read at the Washington Examiner. It came out yesterday, sort of reflecting a lot of this. But my friends who have been in military service over the course of the last 2 years are still kind of doing tours of duty in Judea and Samaria, which is, you know, commonly called the West Bank, because there's still a lot of, you know, problems and violence there. There's talk of, you know, things heating up in Lebanon in the north. And so, you know, people are shifting back into normal gear, but with this thing in the back of their minds that they might be called back up. So it's still not back to normal, but Gaza is mostly people who are in regular military service. It's not people who are in reserves. But, you know, when we were standing at the Nova Memorial site, which is right over the border from Gaza, you're still so close that we felt an explosion in Gaza. The IDF is still exploding tunnels there. And so we felt in Israel an explosion in Gaza that made us all stop in our tracks. It was extremely audible. We felt it under our feet. And that is still the norm in Gaza, even though things in Israel are sort of shifting back into normal gear.
So not that this is the priority, certainly, of Israeli citizens, but I don't know if you saw the piece that was in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago about Gaza, and they used, you know, some of the technology in the video and in images where you could see, you know, it's just rubble. It obviously, there's so much destroyed from the Israeli bombs and attacks. So when you wrote about this, mm-hmm. you said, and what's going to happen with Gaza? What is, I mean, will it be rebuilt? What's your thought on that?
Yeah. So part of my Sunday trip was we went to an overlook that had a very high definition, telescope into mm-hmm. Gaza. And so we could see straight into Gaza from this outlook, and it is all rubble.
Yeah.
There's no standing structures. So that is absolutely true. You know, over the course of the last, 50 years, that area has received an incredible amount of international funding, so many resources, and they've decided to build an underground tunnel system more complex than the subway system in Manhattan. So we know that they have that ability. We know they have that technology. And they chose to use all of those resources to build terror tunnels. And so now, you know, with the situation the way that it is above ground, Hamas is going to have to make a decision. The Palestinian people are going to have to make a decision. Do we want to rebuild and make life better for people here?
Mm-hmm, right.
Or do we want to continue terror? And the outcome of that decision will determine the outcome of, you know, what life looks like there.
Do you have a good feeling for what there's going to be a lot of splits on this, but what the sentiment is toward Netanyahu right now?
It's not great. there's a lot of unhappiness. It's funny, you know, you walk around Jerusalem, which I've been doing a great deal, and there's so many posters and things about President Trump. Like, he is a revered figure.
Oh, wow.
Here.
Interesting.
In a way, yeah. It's wild. Paintings, posters. It's crazy. And I've never seen anything like that about Netanyahu. There's a lot of frustration with him. And I'm curious to see the outcome of, you know, what his future is here, because from my vantage point, from talking to a lot of people, I've not spoken to a single person that is a fan.
That is happy
and wants him to continue.
Right, right. Well, and you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch, but I mean, I think there are also, aren't there plenty of questions that maybe still remain answered about how the Israeli security forces were unprepared for that attack?
There has been a lot of conversation about that, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I think people became complacent, and I see that on every side. I think that Netanyahu became complacent, and the IDF became complacent, but I think also the opposition to Netanyahu were so hyper-focused on what he was doing domestically that everyone sort of lost the threat, which was the threat from Gaza. My friend Lahav Kharkov, who is a senior editor at Jewish Insider, just published an incredible report on her Substack yesterday about the security situation in the West Bank. And a lot of the families that are like near the West Bank, near Judea and Samaria. And she spoke to so many families who said, we hear them training right over the border. We see them coming way too close to Israeli territory through what is supposed to be neutral territory, and they're accessing it and they're not getting pushback. And a lot of those people are comparing, you know, the months before October 7th for the Gaza communities and saying, you know, we rested on our laurels then, and look what happened. We don't want an October 7th to happen here, and we feel like it's an inevitability.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Well, I know that there's a lot of emotions probably that you and your family are going through, but it still has to be a pretty special place to be here through the holidays, I would guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. We're really looking forward to Hanukkah. We're amazed at how many Santas we're seeing in the state of Israel.
Really?
I did not anticipate seeing so many Christmas trees and hearing so much Christmas music. But, you know, all of it's written by Jews, so maybe they're just really proud of it. But I was I'm surprised.
That's interesting.
There is in Jerusalem.
I don't know what I'm more fascinated. You got a trifecta here. You got the rain that's freaking people out. You got posters and paintings of Trump, and then you have that. So that's quite the trifecta right there. Fascinating stuff. Bethany, have a great Hanukkah. Stay safe over there. Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.